Okay, good morning, good Erev Shabbos, a good Chodesh. The learning this month, the month of Iyar, I mean, we're at the very end now, was sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Miriam Ben Yitzchak, so we continue to learn in her memory. And then this shiur was not particularly sponsored, but just the shiur becomes, one of the advantages of having a weekly shiur is that it becomes not only a shiur, but also a chevra. And you should know there are people who listen outside of in person also. So there's someone who listens in New York every week, and he often sends the retorah and comments. Daniel Gordon, over Yantif, he lost his father. So we'll dedicate our learning this morning also to Le'ili Nishmas David Herschel Ben Zev. And we appreciate his camaraderie, and we are together with him, wishing him a nachama. So the psukim in Parshas Tazri and Mesorah jump from topic to topic a little bit. Obviously, predominantly, we talk a lot about, especially in Divrei Torah, we talk about Tzaras, about the Negat Tzaras. We talk about that in Tazriya. We talk about it again in Mesorah. The reason why it's split into two parshos, other than technical reasons, is also... also, there are multiple types of tzaras, right? There's tzaras on the body, there's tzaras on the begotten, on the clothing, and there's tzaras on the house. So we go in the wrong order in the Torah. That's a topic for a different time. We talk about all those different items. So there are a lot of different Torah to say, and the Sfas Emes has, I think there were 100 pages or something in my version of Sfas Emes, on Tazri and Sora. There's a lot to say. He spends a lot of time on source number one, this first Rashi about Isha Ki Sazria, the order of first talking about the animals in last week's Parsha, and then juxtaposing that with talking about the B'nai Adam, people, human beings, in this week's Parsha, the concept that the animal comes before the person, or maybe the concept that the animalistic part of a person needs to be dealt with before the more human, more spiritual side is dealt with, going in order, we are going to triage, because we want to keep it a little short today, since we're starting late. So we'll start with number two, but I think it is worthwhile to look at source number one later on your own time. If you look, the Sfas Emes in source number one is a combination that I made of three different Sfas Emeses, Tafresh Lamedal, Tafresh Lamedvav, Tafresh Lamedtes, different parts of it. You put it together, you have a beautiful piece over there to look at later on. But let's start with source number two, because this is really a beautiful, beautiful perspective on the Nega of Tzaras in general, the idea of the disease of Tzaras, the punishment, and the idea of punishment and sin in general in Yiddishkeit, that the Sfas Emes draws out from our idea of Tzaras, and it comes across in different pieces in Parshas Tazria and Parshas Mitzorah. So we'll hit on a lot of different things at once. So if you look at the Psukim, again, source number two in the 13th parak of Vayikra, Parshas Tazria, Adam ki yeh ve'or besaro. If a person will have, Adam, a person, will have be'or besaro in the skin of his flesh, right? On his skin, on his person. He'll have se'esos ha'pachas v'haheres v'haya be'or besaro l'negat Tzaras. He'll have some sort of wound that will be determined to have been some sort of lesion, a Tzaras. Behuva el Aaron HaKohen, he'll be brought to Aaron HaKohen, right? We know that the Kohen is the one who inspects, he's the doctor in all cases of Tzaras, he's the one who inspects both the house and the person in order to find out if that is a Nega Tzaras that's mitameh or not. Oh, el Achad Mibanav HaKohanim, right? It doesn't have to be Aaron HaKohen, it could be any Kohen, fine. Vira HaKohen es HaNega. The Kohen will inspect, he will investigate, he will look at this Nega, look at this lesion on the skin, or besaro, besera, benega, hafach, lavan, different details of what it looks like. The ra'o ha'koin, v'timei, oso. The Kohen has the job of looking at the nega, of looking at this wound, and determining whether it is tamei or whether it is, in fact, a nega tahor. Just as a side point, the Ramban tells us, I think it's in Parshas Mitzorah at the end, but I'm not certain. Maybe I think it's in the Psukim Parshas Mitzorah. The Ramban tells us that the Nega of Tzaras is not like a medical. It's a phenomenal. It's supernatural. It's not like leprosy that we have in modern day. It's something that can't exist otherwise. I mean, obviously, to have a lesion on the house is supernatural. All forms of Tzaras he assumes to be some sort of supernatural, miraculous disease. Once you consider that, we're talking about this just as a tangent, by the way. Once you consider that, it is kind of strange to think about. There's an answer, but it is kind of strange to think about. Why is it that Hashem would ever send a nega tahor? Meaning, sometimes you get a person gets a lesion. It's tzaras, but it's tahor. It's not tame. So he's not going to have to go and separate from his family and from the community because of any avera. So he really just goes to Kohen. The Kohen says, "Nope, you're good. You can stay in your house." So then, what's the point of Hashem making a miracle, putting a pure tzaras in someone? It's an interesting question to consider. There's a good answer, but it's an interesting question to consider. Either way, that's the process. You go to the Kohen, he inspects it, he's metame, he comes back, inspect it again, a whole procedure of how to deal with Tzaras. Now, the Sfas Emes picks up on a few points here, literary and otherwise, in this pasuk. If you look in Sfas Emes, Tuf Reish Lamed Hey, source number two, that's 1875, the Sfas Emes says as follows, Adam ki yeb or besaro, ki achar chet ha'adam. Now, I think what the Sfas Emes is picking up on here is that not always are people in the Torah referred to as Adam. But sometimes ish or nefesh kisechta, right? Like there are different ways of referring to a person. It's not a kasha, but why specifically call him Adam here? So apparently it's a reference back to Adam HaRishon. How so? Ki acher chet ha'adam, after the original man, chet ha'adam, sinned, kasav v'yas kesonas or, that Hashem, right, made for Adam and Chava, these begadim of or, which covered them up. We know that Adam and Chava originally walked around unabashedly naked. One of the issues that they had was eventually they felt busha, and because of that, Hashem to dress them in these ksunos or, these tunics or whatever, these coverings of or. Or means skin, literally, right? V'hu, shenitein lahem masach, Hashem gave them a covering, the hester, something that hides, b'chol davar, k'moshe kazev zohar kadosh, etc. Now, what the Svasem says as follows. On a physical level, what we understand historically to have happened is they were naked, and Hashem covered them up. What really happened on a deeper level to the whole world through Adam and Chava is that because of their Aveira, one of the punishments and the consequences of the Aveira was that the whole world became enveloped in Hester. Meaning things used to be obvious. You lived in Gan Eden, you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not literally physically, but you saw the Hashkacha of Hashem, you saw the miracles of Hashem, you saw Hashem in your life very easily. What happened when Adam and Chava sinned was that all of that was covered up and became much more subtle. And it's much harder to notice Kedusha in our world. We talk about this all the time in the Svas Emes, right? The Kedusha is covered up. It's hidden. It's Hester. It's covered up. That's what the Or was. It was something which was covering the view of all of the spirituality, all of the holiness, all of the sanctity in the world. And the Svas Emes is something very interesting, a literary point here. Say an etymological point here. The Svas Emes says... V'or in the second line. V'or milashon iver. The word or means skin. What does it come from? What's the root? Iver, blind. A blind person. So or is something which covers up, which blinds you to something which was otherwise obvious. So Kadosh Baruch Hu covered the world and blinded us, so to speak. Acher achit, eino yachol ha'akir ha'or mitoch ha'choshech. We can't tell what's light and what's dark. We're totally blinded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha. We're numb to it. Rak ba'avoda v'yegia lahasir mesach ha'mavil. The only way a person can dig under the surface and see what the or is, what the kedusha, what the ruchnius is in this world, is through removing that blinding cover, the or, which covered up, which enveloped all of the kedusha and hid it away. V'hanigayim bayim rak mikoach or hazeh. You'll notice, obviously, the negam are on the skin. And the Svas Emes says, on a spiritual level, on a deeper level, the negayim which we get, the punishments which we deserve for our averos, come only as a follow-up, as a consequence of the fact that we have this covering, this skin. V'yadua kiyesh ba'or nekavim dakim. We know that skin is porous. There are pores, small holes in the skin, physical skin. Ki b'kol makom, says the Svas Emes, on a physical level, it's true your skin has pores, and on a spiritual level, the skin also has pores. Ki b'kol makom haklipos yesh nekuda genuza gamkein. Everything that's hester, klipa, meaning it's covering up something that's holding underneath it, it's a shell to what's underneath. Everything in the world that's covering up, there are little holes. There are little windows that a person can peek through, that we can peer through and catch me'at min ha'or. We can catch a little bit of the light, a little bit of the kedusha. It's true, this world is holiness, which is covered, which is behester, which is totally enveloped by this skin, which is blinding us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the skin physically and spiritually in such a way that it's porous. And there are times, there are moments, and there are spaces where a person can catch a glimpse of kedusha in this world and in his life. Skin, yes, it covers, but porous, with pores in it, with holes in it, that a person can peek through. Says the Svas Emes, Rak, she'al yedei avonos, through our averos, nistemu hachalonos, ubayim hanigayim. What happens? Hashem gave us skin. So yeah, it's covered up. The world is covered, and we can't see the Kedusha. But there's holes there. When a person does averos, he covers those holes. He plugs those holes. The pores become tight and constricted, and a person can no longer access the Kedusha. Averos are mavdilos beinenu, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The averos we do, they separate between us. There's always a separation, but we can peek through. When we do the averos, we close up those abilities to look through, and therefore, the negaim, these wounds that appear on our skin, as the Svas Emes is pointing out, are representative of that closure of the holes which are supposed to give us access to Hashem and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you look, he quotes the Zohar, but if you look Du Shnai Mikra, you read Unklus, Unklus says the same thing. In Zohar, the way that they describe the Nega Saras in the Zohar is Nega Sagiru. Sagiru is a Lashon of Sagur, right, means closed, a closure. Unklus also interprets a Nega of Saras as Sagir or Sagiru. So it's a closure. It's something which plugs the hole that's supposed to be there. Now the Sfas Emes is saying something cryptic. If you look in source number 2 at the bottom of the page, the underline, we're going to explain this very, very carefully soon, B'siyat Hashmaya, but he throws in a line over here, Ach guf ha-nega hu l'refua. What in the world does that mean? He says the nega itself, the wound itself, is really a refuah. It's really a heal. I mean, I thought that saras was a disease. He says, no, it's the cure. It's the vaccine. Really, the nega itself is the cure. What are you talking about? It's the cure. It's the disease. It's the problem. It shows us that there's a closure, a gap between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sfas Emes throws that out there, and now we're going to go at length to try to uncover what he means there. Keep reading in the bold. Ubishlama, right in the middle of source number 2, Sfas Emes. Ubishlama tara nitam b'matana la'aron. So it's interesting. We noted before in the Psukim that who's the person who's charged with deciding if someone is Tameh or Tahor? Aaron or his children. A Kohen is charged with determining the status of the Mitzorah. But the Sfas Emes says, it's obvious why Aaron, a Kohen, was given the gift of saying, you are Tahor. You come to me with a nega and I say, you're Tahor. That's a gift. I'm able to be Matahir people. Because what's the reason a person gets Saras? Most predominantly, there are other reasons also. Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara represents separation between people. Fight, machlokes. What was Aaron? The great peacemaker. He was Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. So says the Torah, you, Aaron, a Kohen, are going to say, you're Tahor. You can go back to the camp. You can get back together. You don't have to be Baal Eish Tahor. And you can have a good relationship. That I get. But what's strange? Aaron HaKohen is not only charged with purifying people, what else does he do? He says, you're Tameh. So how is that a gift? Why did Aaron HaKohen get this job that l'chora nobody would want? You know, you talk to like an oncologist, what's the hardest part of their job? It's a zchus and an amazing when they have a chance to help someone in the healing process. The hardest part of the job is saying the bad news, always is saying the bad news. So why would he gift Aaron HaKohen with saying the bad news? What does that mean? Why would he give that to him? To be Matameh people, Aaron HaKohen, the Kohanim? So the Sfas Emes says, no, because you're misunderstanding. You're misunderstanding. Rak kanal, the third to bottom line, shehanega refuahu. Really, this nega, that saras, it seems like a disease. It's really the cure. Kidi'isa, this is amazing. Mitzora, motzi ra. The Medrash tells us that the word mitzora comes from I've done this before, but putting two words together is called a?
No, it's a...
I've done this in the past. And you've told me.
Butterfly. It's a...
What in the world does a butterfly have to do with it?
No, two words.
Compound word, is that right? No, it's like conjure. We'll get it. We'll Google it later. So, so motzi ra, put that together and you get, what? No, that's not in terms of the compound word.
No, compound word is like.
No, there's a word for this. This is where like, what about like don't? Do not is don't. What's that called? Contraction. There you go. I don't know. It's definitely what I was thinking of, though. So you put two words together. It is an amalgamation of words, but that's not a grammatical term. But an amalgamation of the words motzi ra, you put them together, you get mitzora. What does that mean, motzi ra? You give out the bad. So the Sfas Emes explains, and he says that the Kli Yakar already says this, nimshach hara mipnim yisa adam lachutz. Says the Sfas Emes like this. What happens when you get a nega? What does that represent? You're a mitzora, meaning you're motzi ra, as follows. A person is good. A person is holy. A person is pure. A person is tahor. When he does an adir, when he speaks lashon hara, he's entering into his being, into his body, something which is a foreign entity. It's something which doesn't belong. It's ra, it's evil, it's rishus. The body, a Jewish soul, a Jewish guf, rejects ra. It rejects bad. It's not a match for your DNA. It's not a match for your bloodstream. So says the Sfas Emes, when a person talks lashon hara, there's evil inside of him. There's evil bubbling up inside of him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this quote-unquote disease of tzaras, which is really the cure. Why is it the cure? Because it's the expelling of the ra from the body. That negativity, that terrible avera inside of a person, it's bubbling up, and it needs to come out. It needs to be expelled. How does it get out? Through the pores in the skin, through the holes in the skin. It bubbles up on the surface and becomes tzaras. Now there's a healing process. Now you see, oh, I have a ra. I have bad. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, good, now you notice that bad coming out of you. Get rid of it. Go do tshuva. Do the process of the mitzora. Be matar yourself. But the nega itself is what gets the ra out of the body. It's what expels the bad part of the avera from the body. Shal yadeza yizkeh le'estayer. It's through the tumah. It's through the nega tzaras that a person recognizes and then forces out the bad from within him and is able to become completely pure. Isn't that amazing? That's what the Sfas Emes says. He says that's why it's called motzi ra. And that, in fact, is why Aaron HaKohen is tasked with telling you you're tameh. Because telling a person they're tameh is not only bad. In fact, it's not bad at all. It's the refuah. That's, you're telling a person, the bad is on the way out, the ra is on the way out, the evil is on the way out of your body, you're on the path towards tahara. And if you look on page number 2, a few more examples, we're going to zoom through them because I wanted to go short today, but the psukim in Parshas Masorah describe to us the nega tzaras that appears on a house as well. And in that context, the Torah says, v'nasati nega tzaras bebeis eretz achuzaschem. I will give, nasati. So Rashi picks up, Chazal pick up, that the word vinasati sounds like matana, like there's a gift. What gift? It's saraz, it's a punishment, it's bad. So the Sfas Emes in Parshas Metzorah explains, no, it's a gift. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing by putting saraz on you, on your house, on your clothing, what he's doing is saying, the ra doesn't belong in this house. The evil doesn't belong in this body or on this clothing. The ra deserves to be expelled, to be pushed out. So he puts a nega tzaras on the home, a nega tzaras on a person to show this ra is going away. It's getting out of you. Motzi ra, mitzora. We're getting rid of it. Sfas Emes has other beautiful pshatim over here. V'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitamasam, which means, again, you have that in the middle of the page over here, Taf Resh Mem Vav, 1886, where the Sfas Emes says the meaning of the pasuk in Parshas Metzorah that we should separate from Tumah. V'hizartem means to separate. It doesn't only mean to separate. Hizartem is also from a lashon of Nezer. Nezer means crown. That there's a crown of Tumah on a person. What do you mean a crown of Tumah? Tumah is a terrible thing. It's a bad thing. It's a badge of shame, not a badge of honor. So the Sfas Emes says, no, it could be a crown too. Because the Tumah is what tips the person off, what's motzi the ra, what gets it out of him. He becomes greater, he becomes purer, he becomes a loftier person through the nega tzaras. The nega is the refuah. That's in fact the refuah. And lastly, the Sfas Emes in Parshas Tazria, Taf Resh Lamed Ches, 1878, the Sfas Emes asks that we know in Parshas Kisetze we're charged, Zachor is Asher Asa Hashem Elkecha, or Elkim, Lemiriam. You have to remember what Hashem did to Miriam, B'tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim, that he gave her tzaras for having spoken Lashon Hara, right? So the Sfas Emes asks a few questions. One of them is, why is the Torah saying, Eis Asher Asa Hashem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam? That's describing Hashem as, Rahman al-Salam, we don't mean this, but as doing something bad. And we know Hashem doesn't do bad things. So why would we describe Hashem as doing something bad to Miriam? That's not a great way of describing Hashem. So he says, in line with everything we said until now, it's not bad. It's a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Miriam the gift of tzaras. He showed her the Avera. He showed her that the Avera was on the way out of her. He showed her a way towards Tahara. V'yizartem, he gave her an opportunity to create a crown for herself. And it's really the greatest gift. It's the refuah. It's the cure to have that tzaras being expelling the negativity from a person and creating the opportunity to forge a path forward, become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the purification process of the Metzorah. So we should focus over the course of Shabbos, over the course of our lives, that when we notice something that seems like a punishment, it seems like suffering, it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing, there is retribution, but that punishment can motivate us to grow. That punishment is an expression of the fact that the ra doesn't belong in us. The house cannot tolerate Lashon Hara. The body cannot tolerate Lashon Hara. The body can't tolerate Averos. It's expelled. Motzi ra. Metzora, we get rid of it. And through being motzi the ra, through recognizing that the Avera causes the punishment, which is supposed to bring us towards Tshuva because it's expelling the ra, so that will hopefully create a Nezer. Will hopefully be Zartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, that the Tumah will be cause of a crown ultimately for us, and we could ultimately see the ultimate refuah within every negat saras. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful Rosh Chodesh and a wonderful Shabbos and a good Zimmer.